All right, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm going to start tearing apart some of these desperate-ass TikToks because it's comedy gold. All right, I just put in a simple search, you know, where are the good men at? And then, you know, I'm going to... And this is like one of the first ones I came across. I just want you to hear this. This is hilarious.
Men are everywhere.
Everywhere.
So it isn't about where do I go to find these men? Because I get that question a lot. Where are these men? Where do I go to find these men? And I say, you don't have to go to any specific place. Yeah, you need to leave your home, probably. But you don't have to go to any specific place. What you need to do is you need to go to a different place vibrationally.
What the hell did you just say?
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch!
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because, you know, they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on GiveSendBro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links.
Meat Gazer.
You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support, and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age.
Okay, vibrationally, let's dissect that, shall we? This is like manifestation. You need to manifest it for yourself. Your vibrations are up. Get the hell out of here. It's like women who like pick their significant others based on the zodiac. What a bunch of bull.
Okay, because... if you're going to meet your future man, he's not in your present. You need to go to a different place vibrationally in you.
Vibrational.
You need to go to a different place of healing within you.
Healing. All right. Now, this particular woman is out of her goddamn mind. She looks about 42 to 45 years old. She's not fat. Maybe she's got a boyfriend. I don't know. But if she's talking like this... this is word salad for...
I fucked up.
Because women today, literally, by the time they turn 17, 18, their sexual market value is the equivalent of a CEO. Okay? And it only goes down from there. So from 18 to 28, they're partying. They're giving it away for free. They're probably messing with the bad boy, the Tyrones, the Chads, you know, Pookie Ray Ray, whatever. And by the, then they get to 28, and all of those guys, the nice guys, the dudes that, you know, they could build with, they blew them off. Literally, you know, he's going nowhere, you know. Okay, well... the wall hits between 30 and roughly 35, depending upon genetics. When you come out the other side, if you thought it was difficult before, you just wait. Because 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. All right, let's find the next one here. Now, this particular video, it's a feminist from Australia, and she's going on about the changing room bullshit, how a man was in there. All right, now, the man was with his children. He had an 8-year-old little girl. It's very common. I had to do the same thing. I have 2 daughters, and I would go into the changing room to assist them, especially when they're under the age of 10 years old. Once they got about 11, 12, they could handle their own business. It was all good. But feminists have championed this whole trans craziness to the point they've blurred the lines of who can use whose changing room, bathroom, locker room. All right? So this feminist is going to bitch about it because it's inconvenient for her at the time.
Are you going to cry?
This is hypocrisy at its best. Enjoy.
Get threatened into silence by men. I just want to tell you as quickly as I can about something that happened this weekend where I wish that I had been more assertive at the time.
Assertive.
And made a man more aware of his shitty-ass behavior.
Shitty-ass behavior.
So I was in the change rooms of a women's clothing store at like a major shopping center, and I could hear that there was a man in the change room helping maybe like a sort of 8-year-old girl
normal
choose some clothes. But it transpired that he also had a younger boy with him. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I know that is because that boy opened the curtain to my change room not once, but twice while I was getting changed. Both times I scolded him for it.
And you were right to do so.
Fortunately, I was actually, both times I was fully clothed. I was like, you know.
Well, lucky for you.
Fully in the outfits that I was trying, so he didn't see anything.
You look plain Jane anyway, so really wasn't anything there.
And there were other women in that change room. And so suddenly I heard a kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
So the kerfuffle was the store attendant or the store manager had come into the change room and she had said to the man, hey, you can't actually be in here. I'm going to need you to leave the change room. And instead of being like a nice normal guy who says, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Normal guy. All right. She's already saying that, you know, he was being aggressive and making problems. Listen, that's what men do, all right? Now, I'm not saying he was out of line, but maybe, in today's day and age, he says, what do you mean I can't be in here? You know, if I identified as a woman, I could be in here. It's a big deal. And he's absolutely right.
What a bitch!
He kicks off at her, and he protests, and he's, like, very offended that he's not allowed to be in here, which is, like, fucking typical form of the exact type of guy who thinks he's a nice guy, but then his actions, just like this, show that he actually doesn't fucking respect.
And you see how she's attacking the man because he's basically doing normal man things. That is why they come up with this whole toxic masculinity. The minute you have any pushback because of testosterone, you're a problem. No, you're not, gentlemen. Don't fall for this horse shit.
Boundaries, and he doesn't understand threats against women, and he himself has done.
Threats against women. Did he actually say, hey, bitch, I'm going to smash your goddamn face in? That is an actual threat. If he says, what do you mean? What's going on? He's asking questions. Why can't I be in here? My kid's in here. It is what it is. Granted, his son is being an asshat. Little boys do that. Little girls do it as well. It is what it is.
Just become one of the threats.
He's a threat now.
So because he arcs up, the store attendant kind of maybe calls him a name because she's getting angry. She maybe calls him like a jerk or something. So he calls her a fat mole, something like that. It's a kerfuffle. I think he does leave the change room. Eventually, I had tried everything on and I left. But when I came out into the store, I could see that he was still there with his partner. So the store is very busy, but his partner, who is a woman, is trying to gently, in a de-escalating way.
Now you see how she's saying the woman is trying to gently de-escalate, and the man is this mean. There you go. This woman, she drank the Kool-Aid, and you're seeing it in real time here.
Way. Go up to the counter, and she says to the store attendant, hey, that was very rude what you said to us in there. And The guy was not going to leave it at that. He was not going to let his partner handle this for him. He charges up to the counter and he's like, that was, you know, bang out of order. That was so rude. You're a fucking mole. You know, you're horrible to us.
What is a mole? I don't know what that is. Is that a Israeli for fat bitch? Please let me know in the comments.
And I was hovering by the counter because I didn't really know how much of, you know, an argy-bargy this was going to kick off. And I knew that I had the evidence that we were unsafe in that change room.
She was unsafe in the change room. A boy opened the curtain and somehow that made everything unsafe because there's a dude in there. But hey, they're forcing our women and children to share bathrooms, locker rooms, what have you, with a dude who happens to identify as a woman. Think about that.
Him and his son in there because his son was fucking going around looking into change rooms. But I said nothing. I just hovered there and I thought, when he goes, I'm going to let this store attendant know that she did the right thing and it was fine. So he leaves and this poor woman who was like taking this barrage of abuse is kind of like almost shaking. There was a woman actually trying to purchase something at the counter with her young daughter and she said, look, it's okay, just breathe, you were in the right. And I just leaned over the counter and I said, hey, for what it's worth, you were completely right to ask him to leave. His son was in the change room looking in on and opening the curtain on me. And the attendant said, yeah, I asked him to leave because another woman in the change room had already made a complaint about him and his son being in there. So that's information I didn't have.
Mm.
So when I had thought this store attendant had maybe kicked off a little too aggressively when she came in and asked him to leave, but now I have this information that she was completely justified in doing so. And this guy was just absolutely not going to accept that he might be a threat to women.
At what point in the story did he say it was a threat? He never threatened anyone. Maybe he got a little angry. He called a woman a fat mole.
Bloody mole!
Which, in American speak, I'd be like, hey, you fat fucking pig. It's not a threat. It's an insult. The two are not the same. This is why the world is so jacked up. These women, feminists and the liberals, the minute you don't agree and go 100% with what they want, it's violence and it's a threat.
Shut up.
I knew this story was that I felt like I was a bit of a coward and a hypocrite. You were. Because when they were arguing at the counter and I was right there near them, I could have armed this store attendant with that piece of information.
Men and women are different. All right. Now, these feminists want to be the boss babe, the alpha bitch, but they don't want to do boss babe, alpha bitch stuff. All right. Another dude would be like, hey! Dude, your kid's looking in curtains. Do something about this. More than likely, it would be handled. She didn't have the strength to say anything because she's a passive, aggressive biatcha, in my opinion.
That the son had looked in on me twice, regardless of whatever other reasons she had had to ask the man to leave. But I didn't. And I could have said to the man, you had no right to kick off because you need to teach your son not to be fucking looking in on women in change rooms.
And you should have said that when you had the opportunity, but you didn't because you're weak.
And like, point of fact, where did he learn this behavior? I may not have said that to the man, but that's certainly something I'm saying to you.
Where did he learn this behavior? I don't know. Kids are curious. Kids don't really rationally think things through. They just do. I can't tell you how many times I would do crazy ass stupid shit. My mom would grab me by the ear and go, what were you thinking? And I'd look at her and I would be completely honest and say, I don't know. Because I was a child.
The viewer, it's pretty clear that he's being taught by a dad who doesn't respect.
Oh, so now the dad doesn't respect. The dad is aggressive. The dad was threatening. Nothing in this story conveys any of that.
Women's safety and doesn't see.
All right, women's safety. She's all about women's safety, right? Well, what about the women who have to share these locker rooms with these trans men? Or trans women or whatever. Because they feel a certain way, they're entitled to, like, you know, do whatever they want. The feminists fought for that. So this woman needs to shut the hell up.
When he is a threat to women's safety.
All right, this word Sal is starting to piss me off here, okay? At no point did this individual threaten or show any aggression. He merely argued because he disagreed. That is not the same. But this is how weak these people are. And they want the entire world to be as weak as them. Don't be like this, gentlemen. This is what they want from you.
But I said nothing. Because men like this are terrifying.
Men are like this are terrifying. Mm-hmm, because he just argued with the staff. Yeah. Shut up, you weak, worthless Miss Piggy lookalike with red hair.
And even when we have really hard feminist principles.
Hard feminist principles. She just admitted all of her horse shit right there. All right. Now, listen, my heart goes out to the men in Australia because I'm hearing that a lot of women out there are just like this. Good luck. Moving on. Here we go again. I'm sure you've seen this one already. It's gone pretty viral. But just watching what's going on here warms my black, dead heart that the gods of karma are starting to put their foot up people's asses for the stupid-ass decisions they've been making. All right, so here we go. And listen, I'm going to be completely, just absolutely brutal with this. You're going to love it.
Excellent.
Here with just this horrible realization. I have spent most of my days figuring out how I can become physically, mentally, financially, spiritually healthy enough to be able to afford and take care of a child.
So she just went through a whole bunch of word salad. She's basically warming up the sympathy organ for us. You know, she's crying on camera. There's a reason why back in the day there was a mother and a father. It's a team effort. Now, if you want to go into the game without a complete team, more than likely, you're going to lose. That's the way the real world works. But let us continue.
And not only have I taken that time, but I've done the math, and it does not work out.
I believe I did some videos in regards to what it takes, you know, from out the gate to graduating high school. It's roughly $250,000 worth of value is used to propel that child from being a crotch cricket all the way to finishing high school. We're not even counting, you know, college. If you want to pay for that, that's like another $100,000. I'm just saying it is what it is. Life on Earth is not a game. Shit ain't free. No one cares about your feelings.
Hey, here's a tissue for your issue.
So cry me a river, which you're doing. And I'll tell you where you can find some sympathy at the end of this clip.
Young enough or fertile enough or financially stable enough to even do another round of IVF.
Okay, so she's obviously on the other side of the wall. She's probably burned through a boatload of cash doing IVF, trying to implant, I don't know, her eggs into her dried up tobacco purse to, you know, have a kid, and it's not working. News flash, a majority of women out there basically have run through 80% of their viable eggs by the age of 30 and or 31. After that, it gets real, real grim. In fact, most doctors advise women of having not to have kids after the age of 34, 35, because they call it a geriatric pregnancy for a reason. She's probably drank the Kool-Aid. the feminist Kool-Aid that said, you girl, you can have it all. You can do it all. And yes, you can. But you will do it all half as well. And last time I checked, you turn in a test and you get 50% on it. That's a failing grade.
You failed. You fail at everything.
And at 36, like, oh, 36. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to say, like, you have time. Like, I don't. Because I can't spend another minute of my life trying to make something work when I'm just fighting upstream.
She's really fighting, you know, for her share of sympathy here. And, you know, the sniffling and the crying and the touchy music in the background, that might work for you out there, but it's not working for the popster. My cold, black, dead heart cares not. And more than likely, she's going to keep talking and she's going to tell on herself why she train wrecked her life.
Support system. No support I don't system. Have the money.
Don't have the
I
money.
Don't have the resources or the community. And it just kills me. It kills me that I had embryos with my ex-husband.
There it is! There it is!
Oh, there we go. She got her ex-husband to spank in a cup to make these embryos. But for whatever reason, he wasn't good enough. She divorced him, obviously. And those embryos out the window. And she decided to take her eggs to, you know, the milk shack and try some IVF, and it's not working. Karma.
We're viable, and they're just gone now. And my future with those children and my life as a mother.
Up in smoke.
It's gone, and it's not just that it's gone, it's the fact that it was decided for me.
Bullshit. You decided this for yourself because you drank the Kool-Aid, you bought into the lie that you can do it all and you could do it later. Well, you can't. Put this blame where it belongs. The feminists. They're the ones that poisoned your mind with this claptrap bullshit.
By so many other people and factors. And that's.
And what are these other people and factors? Please enlighten me. What exactly are they? Are you going to blame your ex-husband and other men for your problems? Or are you going to take some accountability? I know that's a bad word in the world of the feminists, but take some accountability for the decisions you made. And guess what? You make decisions. They basically lead to actions. Actions have consequences. And there they are.
That's what kills me.
Where?
Because it was not my choice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm angry.
I'm angry.
And I'm heartbroken.
Where?
All I can tell you is if you ever see this video, crying sympathy woman, I want you to pick up the dictionary and look up sympathy. It's right between shit and syphilis. That's all the sympathy you're going to get from me. I'm sorry, but more than likely, you drank the Kool-Aid, you bought the lie, and when you believe the lie, the payoff at the end is usually not good. Wham!